Rave Radio. This is Gary Kay. It's time for my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Atlas Sound. You know Atlas Sound, of course, at atlassound.com. Thank you to them for being a sponsor. And today I want to talk to you about two blogs that are on our website that are absolutely positively worth reading. The first one is one that I happened to write on Nest's new, what they're doing new. They've opened up their API. Now, if you don't know who Nest is, Nest is that company that builds an HVAC controller that is Wi-Fi enabled. But they finally opened up their API. What that basically means is that companies like Crestron, Extron, AMX, and others, whoever, can access the Nest control system within Nest so that they can connect a control system to their HVAC controller. So you don't have to use a Crestron HVAC controller or an AMX HVAC controller. And it also immediately puts companies like Extron in the HVAC business because they can now build a connection to Nest's HVAC controller and make it part of the Extron control system. But here's the part of it that no one reported on at Cedia except us, and that is that it also works the other way around. Nest will now be able to have hooks into other people's equipment. So Nest, theoretically, you could use the next Nest controller interface, that little round HVAC controller interface, to control the rest of the room. So the Nest controller could end up being the touchscreen that controls the television, allows you to turn the TV on, allows you to connect laptop to the television or the display, whether it's a home AV system or a commercial AV system. It doesn't really matter. The Nest HVAC controller could end up being the user interface to the rest of the room, all via Wi-Fi. And I address this in my blog. The second blog I want you to read, which is both of these blogs are under the Blog Squad section of our website at ravepubs.com, is called "So Close: Why True Smart Residential Power Management Systems Needs to Happen." That's actually written by another blogger who's here at Rave, Matt Cooper. He's a full-timer here at Rave. And he talks about how complicated these power management systems are in the AV world, especially in the home AV world, and how much easier they could be. He has some suggestions for some manufacturers on how they could build really simpler power management systems that would be something that all of us could use, not only in the home, but also in the commercial AV world. So check out both those blogs at ravepubs.com. I think you'll enjoy them. They're both obviously energy related because Nest is an HVAC controller, and Matt's columns also dealing with power management. But at the same time, it touches on a lot of segments of the industry because in the world today, more smart AV systems are being put in, and those smart AV systems are being controlled by Wi-Fi, and also the control of power is how you save a lot of money. So check it out all at ravepubs.com. Thanks for listening.